Shadow.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed of admiration. It's beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have admiration.
Way with us talking to you guys. So I've missed him very much. And I've missed you guys. I'm so glad that we're back.
Okay. Awesome. Well, so what's going on? What's going on this summertime? In the summer edition? What is the game plan for this summer season?
Summer is all about fun. Summer is all about shedding that winter skin, literally and physically as well. You know, everybody's trying to lose a few pounds so they look extra sexy in their sundresses, and guys are hitting the gym, and that's all cute. But summer is about just kind of coming out and kind of coming out of our cocoon, so to speak, and hopefully we're all coming out like butterflies and just being able to enjoy the sunshine, because this was a brutal, cold, long as winter. And me personally, I was not happy about it. I don't like cold.
That's true.
So,
that's true.
To have some sunshine shining down on my face and on my skin, it feels warm and it feels good and it makes me smile and it makes me laugh more, as if I need to laugh anymore. But it makes me giggle, it puts me in a better mood, it makes me chatty, as if I could talk anymore. But it all feels so good. So I love that we have the unofficial start of summer with this past Memorial Day. I am so ready for summer. I'm so ready for everything that summer stands for, you know, getting together with friends and family and doing things, you know. I have reconnected with some amazing friends, and we're going to do some traveling this summer, and we're going to hang out. We're going to do some grown folk stuff. We're going down to the Hampton Jazz Festival. Yes.
Well, let people know about that. Listen, you got people that want to know about some of these things. Some people don't, you know how you call it, do the research or even know what's going on. Let these listeners know what's going on.
Well, we are going down to the Hampton Jazz Festival. It is in Hampton, Virginia. It is the last weekend in June, which is the 26th, 27th, and 28th. It is a wonderful, wonderful venue that we're going to, the Hampton Coliseum. The first night we're going to go see Miss Jill Scott and Mr. Eric Benet. I believe the second night will be Miss Jennifer Hudson and Fantasia. And the third night is going to be Frankie Beverly and a few other people. And also the first weekend in June, we may be going down for just a day, is the Capital Jazz Festival. That is at the Mayweather Pavilion in Columbia, Maryland. And it's a little different. It's all outdoors, and it is a jazz stage and an R&B stage. So you kind of can go back and forth, and there are tons and tons of acts for people to go and enjoy. So if you can get to either one of these venues, I think it would be absolutely fantastic. Some grown folks music, definitely a grown folks crowd, not, you know, really young and immature, but definitely a lot of different organizations come from all over. People come from all over the country to come to both of these festivals. So it's a great opportunity to meet people, to network, and to kind of just spread your wings a little bit and get to incorporate some more people into your circle.
Okay, okay. I mean, you know, and when people, you know, generally ask, you know, I ran to some people. First of all, just putting this disclaimer out there, we miss y'all too. I mean, we got people saying we miss, you know,
yes,
what y'all doing. I mean, so I just put this out there first. I want to acknowledge a couple of people, you know, a lot of my friends, and of course, all through Jersey and New York. I wanted to say a special shout out to Texas. You know, we got the group over there called the Elite Growing Texas Group. Big shout out to them. They're supporters, and you know, praying for a lot of those families out there in Texas. You know, this is, you guys are good. You know, I know they've been dealing with flooding, but I'm praying for them.
Yeah, that's really bad.
So, I mean, you know, we get the prayers, you know. I don't wish that upon anybody, but, you know, hopefully we can give you something to listen to positive tonight, some good adult talk, and some smooth music with it. You know, that's how we should keep it going. But, good. Also, just kind of piggyback what you were saying, that there is something going on at, I think, the Jersey Shore area. Let me see if I got this right. There's a seafood festival coming up over there in Belmar, New Jersey area?
Yeah, definitely. That's a lot of fun for all of you who love seafood and just love being down by the beach. That's a really, really good festival to go down to.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I can't do most of the stuff that's there. So I don't really go. I go for the camaraderie, and I go to hang out and eat junk food on the boardwalk. So. But
okay,
another great
I'm adjusting my mic a little bit. Can you hear me loud and clear? I'm adjusting my mic right here.
I think I can. Tell me how much you love me.
There
you go.
No,
I got you.
All right. All right. Then we'll be loud and clear now. Now,
yes.
Tonight's topic, you know, season changes, season
mm-hmm.
love. We're going to go talk for some music segment in, I guess, you know, about 5 minutes. But let's kind of give everyone a prelude to what tonight's topic is. You want to lead them in?
Absolutely. We are talking about seasonal love. And just like any and everything else, you know, how we prepare for the summer with our bodies and vacations and things like that. Well, also, too, love is a little different as the seasons change. And as we come out of winter, and we didn't have much of a spring, it seems that we're going straight into summer, but as we go into warmer weather, we tend to change how we love and how we have experiences and relationships and relations in general. So I thought it would be really interesting to start off our summer season or our summer session talking about how we are different once the weather gets warm, once we're standing outside in that sunshine and those feel-good endorphins start to kick in. And like I said earlier, we're shedding our winter skin for our summer skin as we're showing more skin. It tends to help us or make us, you know, do things a little differently. And, you know, doing my little polls as I do, for those of you guys who are coming back to us and who listen to us all the time, you know, I always have to take a poll and I always got to ask people, what do they think? A lot of the answers that I got, especially from the men, were very, very interesting. Ladies, really? Too, you know, I'm never on one side or the other. You know, ladies too, but men were very, especially my men who are single, who are not in necessarily marriages or quote-unquote committed relationships. They may have been seeing somebody in particular during the winter months, but I was told cuffing season is over. And I was like, well, what exactly is cuffing season? And I went on the internet, as I always do, to get some information. And when we come back from our music segment, I will discuss all about cuffing season. But yeah, we're definitely going to talk about how we do things a little differently once the days are longer, the nights are warmer, and the sun is shining.
Okay. Let me let you out the game plan, because I'm definitely going to get into from the those who are single and those who are in relationships, how seasons affect both parties, both couples.
Absolutely.
Both I definitely believe, just, you know, if you're in a relationship, you know, seasons
changes,
things happen. Stress levels are a lot higher, depression kicks in around the bad season, you know, but when it's nice outside, it gives you get more motivated in your relationship to do things, and, you know, it can be helpful, but you need to use those times when you're having happiness in the bright days. You know, what's the song says, can't you stand the rain? When the rain's there, can't you stand it? Can't keep it moving? Can't keep things going strong? I mean, you know, it's going to be those bright days and some dark days, but this is how we deal with it. But it is crazy how women play a part in relationships.
Absolutely. You know, when we're stuck in the house together, it's different as opposed to when we're holding hands and walking down the street in the summer.
Absolutely. Well, I guess with no further ado, we're going to the first music segment. And if we come back strong, you know, the number, you know, for those just tuning in, you're listening to the Relationship Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show, of course, with yours truly, Mr. Ness, and the lovely Miss Lady J. The call-in number is 646-478-4507. We encourage you to call in, join part of the conversation. And if you don't want to, you know, call in, just enjoy the vibe. That's what we're about. You know, we have this vibe, and we just want everybody to be part of it and relax. That's all.
Absolutely.
So let's do it. Let's go to the first set.
Things been good, but they could have been better. I'm an honest man, and there's no need to lie. You was out the door, but love didn't let you. You came back and gave it another try. I made my mistakes, I learned my lesson.
You are now listening to the Relationship Slow Jam Show with your host, Miss Janelle.
I almost cried 'cause it was so beautiful. This is Lady J. You are listening to Relation, the internet's number one slow jam and adult talk show here on Shadow World Radio.
And of course, my lovely host, the one and only Miss Lady J. What is going on? We are back. Just got to get to the mood. Had to, of course, leave it off at last night, but with a little Azzy yet. That's some tunes. And I also, those hit us up last season, I will be posting the playlist. So follow us on Facebook, and you know, you'll see the playlist. If you have a particular song, you know, the playlist will be posted by the end of the show. Lady J,
yes.
You with us.
Yes, yo, you know, I always go somewhere. I always go to my personal space when you play certain things, and I am without a doubt in my personal space, and it takes me a moment to kind of get back, but I'm back nonetheless, not because I want to be, but because I have to be.
Okay.
But anywho, okay, so we're going to kind of jump in tonight because it's our first show being back. And I just thought it was really interesting with the feedback that I got today on seasonal love. And at first, you know, people were like, seasonal love. And I'm like, well, yeah, you know, do you not find that, or do you find that your relationships are different? You know, are you looking for something different? You experience things differently when the seasons change. And as I was having this conversation with one group, a young man that I work with yelled over the cubicle and said, hell yeah, because cuffing season is over. I'm like, what is cuffing season? He was like, you don't know what cuffing season is. And I was like, no. He was like, look it up. And I was like, oh, okay. And I did. So the official definition of cuffing season: during the fall and winter months, people who would normally rather be single and or promiscuous find themselves, along with the rest of the world, desiring to be cuffed or tied down by a serious relationship. The cold weather and prolonged indoor activity causes singles to become lonely and desperate to be cuffed to someone. So basically what he is telling me is that's all good to be with somebody consistently when it's cold outside, because again, you're doing more things that are inside. Nobody wants to be by themselves when it's a snow day, and you can be laying with someone or hanging with someone. But as soon as those first real strong rays of sun kind of crack the sky, it becomes a whole other ball game. And I was trying to figure out, well, why is that? And again, you know, going back to definitions in science, sunshine actually releases feel-good endorphins. So we actually start to feel better about ourselves. We feel happier. We feel lighter in spirit. The wintertime and the fall can be very depressing. We don't get as much sunlight. We don't get as much sunshine. We're not out and about nearly as much. But once it gets warm, we're out, we're engaging, we're enjoying ourselves, we're having good times. And that's what summer is always equated with. Spring and summer is always equated with fun. So we do things that are more fun. So when we are single, we enjoy being single in the summer. We enjoy the idea of being able to date different people and flirt and just have a good time with more than just one person, and it's okay. But I even thought about, I said, well, what about committed monogamous relationships? You know, whether it be marriage or, you know, age, whatever the case may be. And I even found that people in committed relationships relate to each other differently when it's warm. they, mm-hmm. when it's cold outside, we're forced to be together. So we're kind of up under each other all the time. And as wonderful as that may seem, if you've been in a relationship for any length of time, sometimes that's not cute. I need my space. I want to kind of go out and do some things. I want to get out of the house. So once it gets warmer outside, as a couple, we can start to enjoy some things outside of the house. But not only that, she may have her things that she's doing, and he may have the things that he's doing. And then when we come home, it's like, hey, I haven't seen you all day. You've been busy. It's different. We're not up under each other all the time. So there's a different kind of a response. Also, too, for men, your women are dressing differently. It's not two layers of clothes and turtlenecks and a puffer jacket and a hat and a scarf and boots and mittens. You know, now we're down, we're getting into sundresses and our toes are out and we're showing some skin.
Hold up now. Hold up. You said toes. I've seen some
scary.
Sorry, fellas. I got to say. I have to say.
I know where you're going.
If your toes are jacked up, if you've been kicking bricks all day, your toes look like you'd have had a fight with the baby powder and lost. Do not go with toes. I'm sorry. I apologize. I mean, I've seen men out there too. Listen, you gotta know your strengths and your weaknesses. If they see anybody, don't wear over toes. Don't do it.
I'm sorry.
I'm not gonna be disrupted, but I did something that was scary. You hurt my feelings.
Well,
you hurt
hopefully.
My feelings. I don't know what to say. But please, go for it. I mean, because you see the toes.
Hopefully,
toes
people have been preparing.
For the show.
You know, hopefully people have been preparing, because unfortunately what we tend to do is we wait until the season is upon us to prepare for the season. You want to start unveiling once the season is here. So hopefully you started losing that 5 or 10 pounds you wanted to lose in March or April. And hopefully you started working on your toes. Ladies and gentlemen, hopefully you started working on the things that you wanted to work on a little earlier, because by the time June gets here, if you haven't started, then you don't necessarily want to unveil those. You want to work on them, but you know, like you said, that's another show. But again, you know, I started early, so I'm not done. But again, you know, we're showing more skin. Things become a bit more revealing. And again, that is for not just comfort, but it's for attraction. You know, you want to be attracted to your mate, and for those who are single, you want to attract someone else. You want to have some attention. And I think the summertime just kind of promotes that whole need and want of attention.
Right.
So I think we dress differently. We even walk differently once the summer comes, once it's warm. For one thing, you can stand up straight because you don't have to look to see if ice is falling. So posture is different. That confidence is different. So when you were tiptoeing across the ice in January, you are now sashaying down the street in June, July, and August because you have that sense of confidence about you and what you have on. So all the way around, it's just completely different. So, of course, your experiences are different. Even your
sexual
experiences.
Now, I just got a text from a friend of mine out in Austin, within Austin, Texas area. Now, you know, you make the comment, she says, the comment was, does weather or seasons play a part in, I guess, having a... I guess, does it play a part in your relationship being more successful or not successful?
I don't think weather plays a part in whether or not the relationship is successful. There are so many other parameters and elements that determine whether or not the relationship is successful. What I would be concerned about is starting a relationship in the summer and not being ready. If this is just a summer fling, then it is just what it is. Enjoy it. It is what it is for today. And enjoy it for the ride, rock it till the wheels fall off. Don't try to take a summer fling and turn it into love. You need to be very clear on what it is, define it for what it is, and live it for what it is. When we try to turn things into something
more.
Differential.
I mean, it's,
well, first of all, you have to check yourself. You have to check yourself. Oh. If you are, come on now, you know I tell you all the time, the hardest conversation we can ever have is the conversation we have in the mirror. Be honest with yourself. If you are just looking for some summertime fun, then that's what you're going to find is some summertime fun. But if you're looking for something more than that, something more meaningful, you're gonna find that too. But how you come about it will be a little different. You know, if you're just flirting with the guy down at the festival somewhere and you guys hook up or whatever, or if you're just flirting with the chick out in the park and you guys hook up, then that just kind of is what it is, you know. And you'll know. And then, of course, you know me, I'm really big on communication. Ask, you know, be honest. You know, are you seeing, you have somebody in your life? Nah, but I'm not looking for anybody either. You know, I'm just kind of enjoying myself. I think people are so afraid to be honest because then they won't get what they want. But it very well could be the other way around. If you're honest, you can get exactly what you want.
Okay, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, and I hope that the answer, you know, that helps give clarity to that. Now, did that also affect you? I mean, let's even swing it to this point. You know, a couple that's had problems throughout the winter and stuff like that. I mean, if the weather breaks, they still have the same problems. I mean, I don't know. I mean, does that affect relationships, you know, one-on-one relationships or personal relationships, marriages, committed relationships? The seasons really play a part in that and their success of their relationship?
I think with relationships that have issues, it doesn't matter what the season is. Your issue is your issue. Your issue has to be dealt with no matter what. I think what happens is when it's warmer, we can actually maybe take some time to step away from our issue and maybe just enjoy each other. And sometimes it's about a reconnect. And when the weather's warmer and we can go for a walk in the park, maybe we need to change location of even where we argue or where we discuss what we're discussing. Maybe if we can take a walk in the park or a walk on the beach, go and maybe today not deal with our issue and go with a festival, go to a festival or something and enjoy each other, we can see, you know what, this is still the person that I want to be with. We just got some issues we got to work out, but this is still the person that I have a good time with. This is still my friend, because, of course, you know, relationships are based on friendships first. You got to have that there first. So if you can go out and we're not up under each other all the damn time because it was 2 below outside and you're getting on my nerves and I'm tired of looking at your face all day, or like I can't get away from you or whatever, maybe now that it's a little warmer and I have some things to do, you have some things to do, hey, guess what? I missed you. Or maybe, like, again, the sun releasing a lot of feel-good endorphins, we're in a different place. So maybe this is a great time to deal with our issues, because seasons come around. If you can bank on nothing else, you can definitely bank on there will be 4 seasons. So when the summer is over, if we've had a great time, but we still haven't addressed our issue, guess what? That issue is front and center, even more so once the fall and winter come back. So maybe during the summer is a great time to deal with whatever issues that you do have.
I think that's excellent, excellent, excellent advice. Very well said. Oh, my God. You know, I got to give you that one. I mean, from a male perspective, fellas, you know, I think utilizing the weather as a tool, a resource. I mean, like, you know, like Lady Jane said, you know, when the weather's good, take your time, people, let's go for a walk. You want to do some exercise together, you know, beautiful weather outside, let's go for a walk together. You know, take advantage of the season. Like, you know, like you said, Oscar, which is excellent, excellent advice. You know, there's different things going on. There's more to do. It'll always have to be about the dollar sign. There's other three cons to other stuff that could be done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah. You're a little low, darling. Because
yeah.
We don't want to miss your
meeting.
Okay,
well, I got you. How's this? Hello?
Much better.
A little better?
Much better.
All right. My apologies, listeners. I got the, you know, got the low voice, you know, got the music in the background. My apologies. But getting back to what I was saying.
Sexy voice.
You know, fellas. You know, we as men sometimes take advantage or don't take advantage of our environment. A beautiful day, the weather, the walk. That walk means something. Take the time to talk and walk with your spouse, your significant other. You know, talk about hey, how's your day, stuff like that. And also talk about, hey, look, you know, maybe address issues here and there. You know, but take advantage of those times, you know, parks, you know. Me, personally, I got to wait for the pollen count to drop before I go out to the park. Because my head can be off the hook. But I'm just saying, take advantage. I think that was great advice that you put out there, Lady J, about people taking advantage of going to these various events, going out and taking your spouse, taking your significant other out into these different environments and enjoying the beautiful day. And that's what makes it very important, that you guys have something to go off and you share those moments together. It's highly important. And it doesn't always, you know, require a dollar sign. The simple things in life don't require
Absolutely.
A dollar sign.
Absolutely. Without question. I think what happens is the summer is a wonderful opportunity to reconnect with date night. That's something that we often talk about here on the show, especially when you're in a long-term relationship, to reestablish date time, you know, dating each other. And that is something that is so great during the summer, because there's a vast number of things to do, to experience, and to just kind of get out and about. And there's a lot of outdoor things, so there's that whole opportunity to kind of enjoy each other on a different level, as to, you know, just kind of being stuck together in the winter. Now, I do want to flip this over, because winter is an amazing season as well. Maybe not so much so if you're single, but if you're in a committed relationship, you know, you don't have to flip through your little black book to wonder who you're going to get snowed in with. You already know. And hopefully, if your relationship is in a good place, you're going to enjoy a snow day where you guys are stuck in the house together and the snow is falling. You're not going outside to shovel anything. The only thing you guys are going to do is be up under that comforter with each other. That's a beautiful thing.
It's beautiful. I mean, long as I mean, everybody understand, you know, pregnancy going on. I mean, remember, winter does, you know, the cables
there's
out.
There's a lot of bellies
outside.
Come this summer.
Yes. There's a lot of pop bellies. By summertime,
yes.
You're mad at them. Like, what? Wait a minute. Wanna have twins? Stop playing.
Well,
I'm just saying.
I had two summer babies, so you know how I feel about the winter.
Yes, the wintertime. Cables out. Snow days. We have some snow days too. So
yes.
I'm sorry for those who have to go to the summer, but with 9 months, you know, a couple of days, they're like, so that what they equate to maybe around September to drop the babies, or August. Is that about right?
August. Yeah. I had one in August, so
mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
But that's another
mm-hmm.
show.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying. I mean, August does know. I mean, yeah, I see a couple tweets now laughing. Okay, I got it. I'm just saying, you know, but now. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. That's another show, too. And I don't even need
to
hear what you got to
say. Exactly. So let's do this. Let's go to our next music segment. And when we come back out of this segment, I want to kind of go a little bit more deeper in kind of things you can do to make either if you're in a relationship or you're trying to get to know somebody. And even if you're not trying to get to know somebody, how can you enjoy yourself or even go into a positive dating experience throughout these weather, especially the summertime? Sometimes you can meet some real creeps out here. So, who has questions? Maybe they don't know how to date, or those who are in a relationship don't know things that they can do to improve their situation. You know, it's just something about the simple things. I mean, you touched on it, some of it, you know, but I want to go a little more deeper to help those who may not have those answers. Hopefully, we can, you know, come with some answers or enlightenment.
The one great thing about the summer is people loosen up their inhibitions. And that helps a lot. You know, like I said, those days are longer in the summer. The nighttime breeze feels good on your skin, and people kind of loosen up. And that's a beautiful thing if you can kind of shed your inhibitions and kind of get in touch with yourself. Yeah, that's a beautiful, yeah, we're going to talk about that when we come back.
I really know. And some people, I'm going to talk to some people you shouldn't be doing. I mean, I definitely want to hit on those. Things you should not be doing in the summertime when you're trying to get to know someone. You know, if you're wearing a certain clothes, it does not fit you. We're going to address that. We're going to address the elephant in the room. If it don't fit you, don't wear spandex or X-type stuff if you look like you got a bunch of local dirt in your back. I'm just saying, fellas, if you ain't hitting the gym, there's no need to wear no tank tops and got no that the bare chest is totally kicked in. But we're gonna talk about things you don't do in the summer. You know.
Okay.
Are they wearing white? I mean, I know women wearing white, but I've seen a woman wear white today, and she was not monthly correct, if you know what I mean.
Well, this is beyond summer dating. This is you should know how to dress 101, and hopefully
this will be a spinoff to the next week's show. So we're gonna have fun with this when we come back. So let's get into the next music segment. And those who just tuning in, it's the Relationship Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show with yours with Mr. Nass and of course the one and only Miss Lady J. So, you know, sit back, relax, and enjoy.
This is Lady J. You are listening to Relations, the internet's number one slow jam and adult talk show here on Shadow World Radio.
caught up here all this time.
While inside
I've been slowly dying,
I don't feel like you've been trying. Can't you see we're so divided?
Child. Not a care.
Lady J. You are listening to Relation, the internet's number one slow jam and adult talk show here on Shadow World Radio.
Welcome to the one and only number one internet slow jam and adult talk show, the Relation Slow Jam Talk Show with yours, Mr. Nas, and of course, the one and only Miss Lee J. What is going on? Love Train Can Function. Oh, love that song.
Hi.
Back. I like you.
Yeah,
you like
we're back.
Back into this. Now, where did we leave off at?
You shouldn't have played Love Train, and I would have been able to tell you.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. You know, it is, you know, just trying to keep it growing. Keep it growing. I mean, you know. Okay.
Yeah, because we're about to go into another show right now. we are recapping. Okay, let's focus. We are recapping about our seasonal love and, you know, how to. Damn, I really lost my train of thought. Wow. But we're talking about, we were talking about how in relationships, you know, it's, you know, how it can work for you in the summer, in the warmer months and things of that nature. And we were going to address some other things, but I think what happens is I think in the summer, I think people have to decide what they're looking for, because we were discussing, you know, how to know the difference between a summer fling and, you know, true relationships, and how you can possibly meet some real creepy people over the summer. It all starts with knowing what you want. You know, if you're just kind of caught up in the summer, and it's like, I want to meet somebody new, I want to date, I want to have fun, I want to flirt, then, you know, your screen or your sense of kind of coding people may not be as high as it is when you're looking for a mate. So, you know, if you're just looking to have a good time and move on, then it's like, okay, I can go out with this person. I can meet them at the local bar, the festival, the party, the whatever, the cookout. And we can go out a few times, and that can be that. But I think when you're looking for someone and you're looking to start a relationship, I don't think your gauge ever changes. It doesn't matter what the season is. You know what it is that you want. You know what it is that you're looking for in a person. And if you're just at that point where you're ready to settle down and get into a relationship, your criteria or your list of things about a person, that never changes, no matter whether it's snow on the ground or sun in the sky.
Right.
I think you are looking for a good time. And let's put that out there. There's nothing wrong with having a good time. There's nothing wrong with enjoying yourself, enjoying the company of others. It's called dating. How about that? A lot of people don't do that anymore. But it's okay to date and to have what they call summer flings or enjoy summer love, or whatever the case may be. That's really okay. Just understand that what you're putting into some of this is what you're going to get out of it as well. So if it's just to have a good time, let's just have a good time. Let's just enjoy each other's company when we get to see each other, when we hang out. Nothing heavy, nothing crazy. And I think that's what spring and summer bring out in people is, you know, we don't want anything heavy. We don't want anything that's really complicated. It's like, I just want to enjoy you. Now, I will say this. I think in the summer, people put on a bit more of a facade than they
do
in the fall and the winter.
Yes.
We pretend to be things that we are not. We pretend to maybe have more money than we do. We pretend that we are single when we're not. We pretend that, you know, we don't have any issues. I think the summertime is definitely a masking time because it's not like the winter, the fall and the winter, where if we're going to be seeing each other, we have to spend some time together somewhere, whether it be at your house, whether it be at my house, you know. So in the summertime, you know, you can get away with faking like you don't live with your mama. When you know that you do. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. And that goes both ways, but, you know, I'm really kind of leaning on the guys with that. You know, you living with your mama, and you know, you're not really balling. You know, so don't pretend that you are, because, I mean, I could care less if you're balling or not. Don't put up a facade. But in the summer, that's almost the most natural thing to do, is we can take on different personas and personalities and be something completely different than we are in the cooler months, because we don't have that connection that we would have during the cooler. Now, when you're meeting somebody and it's cold and it's some snow on the ground, you know, unless you just meet somebody who just loves being outside in the snow and in the cold, you can't fake that you don't live with your mama.
That's right.
Mama, this is Beverly. Beverly, this is mama. Beverly, going to have to be okay with the fact that you live with your mama. And you going to have to be okay that Beverly lives with her cousin, her sister, and her four kids. You know.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
We don't have to pretend. You are also going to address the things that we should not do during the summer.
We
should and should not
during
wear.
During the summer, things you should not wear. If you're trying, I'm going to talk from the male perspective. If you're trying to garner attention, you're trying to impress your mate or someone, things you should not wear. We talked about the open toe thing. I'm going to touch that. I see too many men. Walk with their toes out. Look, if your feet is not proper pedicured, or however you want to put it, or done up, or lotion on it, don't wear open toe shoes. I don't care if you're saying, well, these are Gucci. Ain't nothing worse with crusty Gucci mix. It doesn't mix. It's a bad look. It's a plain bad look. You're not impressing your woman that way. And if your woman makes you buy it, check her. Straight up. Don't do it. Wait. Okay, where can I start? I mean, the list is long. The show's not even long enough for this one here. There's so much about this man, but the women. I'm just trying to figure, where do you start? No disrespect. I mean, we have a lot of beautiful women out in the world. You should be wearing certain things. I mean, if you can't wait to the first 7 weeks before to jump in the gym and think, the whole 100 pounds is going to come off. It's not going to happen.
Oh, that's not nice.
I'm just being honest. It goes for men, too. I'm hitting the gym. Dude, you've been hitting the Big Macs all winter long. It's not going to work. It's just not going to work. Know your strengths. Know your weaknesses. You cannot wear spandex if you're a person of a certain size. And I don't even say age. You can't do it. Some people are just blessed to wear certain things and they can wear anything, you know, they flow with it. I'm good with that. But if you're trying to impress somebody, ain't nothing worse when you see an older woman, you know, of a certain age. I mean, I'm not going to put an age on it. Wear something that's really inappropriate. Inappropriate, it does not, because you've seen me, Beyonce Grant, you should wear it. Like, you got on a mini skirt, you have a shade, but you thought this is hot. Don't wear it. It's not impressive.
Walking around with Chewbacca leg.
Exactly. You got your back out. Now, ladies, stop being catching on with your back. I'm going to say it. It's not impressive to a man during the summertime.
Well, wait a minute.
All your ex-boyfriends. I don't know. I guess maybe it's just my personal preference, but I spoke to quite a few guys.
Yes, because there are some people who are totally attracted to tattoos.
Really?
But if you're trying to meet a cool, conservative guy.
You got the encyclopedia on your back? I mean, I don't know. But also, that's another show. You know, you wear something for that potential. You garner it.
I think there's someone for everyone. I just think that what happens is, especially in the summer, you know, don't feel compelled that you have to wear a certain trend or a certain look. You need to wear what really works for you. I think what happens is, you know, there is a certain look or a certain trend that'll be going on. And I'm going to speak for women because I think we are horrible when it comes to this. There'll be a certain trend that's going on, and we'll feel compelled that we have to follow that trend no matter what our size, our shape, our age. Everything is not for everyone. Look at the person who started the trend or who is promoting the trend. Look at them and see if that's somewhere that you fit in as far as age and body type. You know, because my thing is that wear what makes you feel comfortable. So if you got to pull at it and tug at it and snatch it, then it's not comfortable. It's not meant for you to wear. Yeah, because you ever seen a woman try to snatch? Yeah, she will snatch at that skirt and tug at that skirt and pull at that skirt because it is wrapped around her thighs, you know, in a very uncomfortable way. I think that whatever you feel good in, you should wear. Just understand also, and you know, being a princess of thickness, I totally understand that, you know, just because it's made for me doesn't mean it's made for me. So because it has the digits in my size doesn't mean it's going to be perfect for me. I have to find what's perfect for me, and I think everyone should do that, men and women. Don't feel compelled. And also, too, I'm going to touch on this. Don't feel compelled to go broke trying to follow a trend either. Summertime, you got more people with no lights on. You got people with no food in their refrigerator. They're banking on cookouts. You know, don't let seasonal love and seasonal flirting make you broke and hungry. Because when that shishnick is over in September, October, you still got to come up with the light bill money. You still got to put food in the refrigerator. You still need to pay any and all of your other bills. You need to get your car out of repossession. You can't ride with your boys all winter. So don't feel compelled to step off your square in order to follow some seasonal love or some seasonal attention, because that's more so a seasonal attention. Just stay true. Stay true to who you are in what you wear, in what you drive, in what you do, in what your standards are, in everything. It's important. So
I agree.
If you're looking for love, you don't change those standards because it's the summertime and all of your other single girlfriends are doing whatever. You don't change that. If you are in a relationship and you've got some issues and some problems, work on those. And like I said, the summertime is a great time to do that, because when cuffing season comes back, it can be 10 times more enjoyable. Now, me personally, I would use the summertime to get prepared for cuffing season. You know, you can date multiple people in the summer. And if you meet someone and you guys really, really click, then, you know, you can work on that and kind of let that go into September, October, November. You know, December gets a little colder. You know, hopefully by January, when some snowflakes hit the ground, you guys are still together.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in time.
Amen on that one.
So,
amen.
Now, you know, a lot of people want to be free during the summer, but summer can be preparation time. It's all in how you look at it.
You know what? So, I'm glad you said that. You know, we talk about, you know, loving yourself and having standards when, even in the summertime. I've noticed, and now we talked about the couple aspect, you know, we're taking it back to something that we generally talk about. It all starts with ourselves. A lot of times, even we as individuals love ourselves in seasons different ways, if you ever noticed that. I'll give you a prime example.
Absolutely.
You have people that during the wintertime, they don't really take too much pride in themselves or love themselves. They're getting depressed. They're not doing anything. But yet, the weather comes out, you know, they feel a little more better about themselves. I think, you know, I've been guilty of this as well. Not waiting too for the sun to come out to kind of show a little bit more appreciation for myself, you know, or loving myself a little bit more. Whether it's going to the gym, whether it's just reading books, whether it's getting my faith or my mental standpoint a little more stronger. You know, individuals have they also love themselves differently in seasons. If you ever noticed that?
Yes. Well, winter breeds depression.
You ever really notice people take a little bit more pride in themselves, or maybe during the summertime, but during the winter they're just down and out. You know, they don't have that energy to love.
I don't have to shave. Nobody's gonna see my leg. Nobody's gonna see under my arm. I can throw this weave on and this wig on all winter. I don't have to pay attention to my hair. You know, I have on boots most of the time, so nobody's gonna see my feet. You know, you're absolutely right. But also too, you know, on a different note, winter breeds, there's more depression during the winter months.
Yes.
Than there
yes,
is, in, the,
yes,
summer, in the spring and summer months. So people kind of get in a dark place. So when the summer comes around, it's very different. And like you said, they start to take more pride in themselves and they start to feel better about themselves. So it becomes a thing of, you know, like I said, it's almost like being a butterfly coming out of a cocoon and you're shedding and you're feeling just very different. You're feeling more loving toward you. Your confidence is stronger, is higher.
Mm-hmm.
Because for one thing, you have more of an ability to promote it, even if it's just walking through the park. You know, like I said, your posture and even the way you walk can be different in the summer as opposed to the winter. You don't have on hard, heavy, clunky boots, you know, which
right.
makes you kind of walk like a crazy person. But, you know,
right.
now
you're right.
You know, now you've got on sandals and flip-flops and stilettos and you know, it's just different, you know. You just kind of project a different vibe. That sense of I've got some freedom. Summertime is also equated with freedom. No matter what your relationship standard, you know, status is, it's I've got freedoms to go out, to do, to explore with or without someone. So I think that's mm-hmm. one of the reasons why that relationships kind of bloom and blossom in the spring and the summer. So if you met someone over the winter, it's like your relationship is going to be great over the spring and the summer.
Right. Now, we're watching the peak of time. I mean, first of all, I want to say great show. We touched on a lot of things surrounding season change, seasonal love, relationships, how to, you know, get garner a relationship, maintain one during these various seasons, individual love. Up the season changes. Now, can we do a quick recap and then kind of let some of our listeners know what they're in store for next week? You want to do the recap for me?
Sure. seasonal love, you know, just how we do things differently when the seasons change, when that sun kind of kicks down and gives us that extra vitamin D. You know, we love different. We experience different. Our eyes are open differently, and it's a beautiful thing, even no matter what your relationship status is, and I can't express that enough. So whether you're in a relationship, it's a wonderful thing. You and your mate have a wonderful opportunity to reconnect on a different level than kind of just annoying each other being in the house all winter long. And if you're single, then it's almost like going to a party and busting the pinata open. Everything you could possibly want is out there waiting for you. So just be careful you don't get Sour Patch Candy, because a lot of people fake in front in the summer. So.
Now, with that being said, very good, very good. Next week's show. Now, next week's show is interesting. You know, for those that tune in, it's the Relations School Jams and Adult Talk Show. We was behind the scenes, you know, Lady J. We was coming to the concert for next week. She brought up the topic. You know, I brought the topic. Now, Lady J, you want to tell our listeners what next week's topic is about? I mean, tell them what we're talking about, and I'll put a title up on top of it.
Next week, this is going to be interesting. strong love versus good sex. We are going to talk about this from every possible angle, about how people confuse the two, how they are very much different from each other. And I think a lot of times there's a blurred line there, where people have extraordinarily phenomenal good sex and they want to kind of flip it and turn it into something else. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm all about good sex. I'm all about great sex. But it is what it is. Now, if you connect with that person, that's cool. But understand that craving that you have is just that. It's a craving. You want that person because of how you connect physically. But is that love? No. And then
that's
also, too, it's a huge debate. And then also, too, what is it of those two? Which is it that you truly desire? What is it that you need? Do you need a strong, durable, everlasting love? Or are you really good enough with great sex? Because there are some people who are really, really okay with good sex. And again, if you have good sex and you have the person that you're enjoying this good sex with, if you connect with that person on a different level more than just sex, but yet it's not love, it can be pretty strong too. So that's kind of where we're going to tread next week.
Okay, okay. Well, I mean, I think the topic, well, I'm going to have a couple of, I guess, hosts to call in, friends of mine that's going to call in, and also some of our Texas, big shout out to Elite Social Group. They're going to be tuning in next week. They're going to be part of the ride, you know, and we're going to talk about a couple of things, most definitely. Now, with that being said, I want everyone to tune in next week. The topic is going to be definitely good. And I want, and of course, I want to thank all those who've been supporting the Relations with Jam Adult Talk Show. I really, and on behalf of myself and Lady Jam, we want to say we appreciate you guys. We really do. We honestly
do. Thank you so much.
And we want you to keep on tuning in. The summer's going to be great. We're going to also include you guys on our road trips and are out and about, so please, you know, like us on Facebook. Now, let's say good night. Any closing remarks?
Have fun. Have fun. We have been waiting, those of us especially on the East Coast, we have been waiting for summer for what felt like forever. So go out and have fun. Enjoy the summer. Make lots of memories to talk about during the winter. And hopefully, some of you guys who are looking for something special, hopefully you'll connect with something and you guys can call us up and talk about, let's talk about winter relationships now, because I have one of those.
Okay, sounds good to me. Well, listen, let's say goodnight, everyone. Listen, tune into us next week, same time, same channel. You know, like us on Facebook, and we will see y'all next week. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
This is Lady J. You are listening to Relation, the Internet's number one slow jam and adult talk show here on Shadow World Radio.